hello. Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity. Stretch out of your comfort zone. Break through your barriers. Take inspired action and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 57. Watch your language, the power of words. The words we use have more power than we give them credit for. We take words for granted. Several years ago, I remember reading a person's blog about a child who was scolded. They were at Costco. They were playful while their parents were waiting in the return line. The child started to get restless, as many children would have. You can watch the confident child, who was playful, actually shrinking down into silence. Words can deflate and destroy, or words can create confidence and empower. Words do matter. You may have heard statements throughout your childhood from teachers, parents, coaches, or even your peers. The statements, good or bad, you have allowed to grow, for they had planted a seed. The seed you had a choice to either hold on to and play over and over in your mind, or reject it. The seed only grows when you nurture it or give it attention. You may have even heard people making fun of others in derogatory ways, even with joking. People do not always realize it can be hurtful. There's a story I want to share with you, a Native American legend of two wolves. They refer to it as a Cherokee legend. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside of me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil, he is angry. Envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside of you and inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one that you feed." So thinking about these words that we use and how powerful it can be, choose what you want to put focus on. When we look at communication, we pay attention to the words, but also the tone and intent of what is being said. People make judgments very quickly. It's important you choose to speak impeccably, not only about yourself, but also others. There is so much power, again, in the words that we use. I remember when a speaker was sharing with me a conversation that occurred in a restroom about one of the other speakers at a conference. And without realizing it, that their microphone was on. Not only was their conversation broadcasted to the conference organizers, it was also hurtful to the person they were speaking about, and it was broadcasted amongst all the people attending. I never heard the outcome, but I sure do wish that there was a public apology that occurred. The other thing I want to remind you is not to judge others by appearance or get caught up in gossip. If you're upset, take time to remove yourself from a situation, if possible, so that you can think clearly and speak with intention. When people are upset, they often say things that they later regret because they're not thinking clearly. You don't want to be burning any bridges. You never know where someone is going in their lives that could later influence or impact the direction that you have had as well. If you want others to speak well of you, you must speak well of others. The words you use become your reality. The thoughts and feelings that you have influence the actions and the words that you speak. If you say, "I'm not enough," and think and believe this, your actions will follow. You will not fully give of yourself because you believe that you're not good enough. You'll end up sabotaging yourself by holding back on what you are capable of. You may even tell yourself, "Why bother?" If you say you're not smart enough, you will take actions to support that or look for ways to rationalize why this may be true. You may speak words of lack and scarcity. And because that is your focus, that is what you're going to see in your reality. If you speak of abundance and use positive words, you will see abundance in your life and show gratitude. Remember, you are planting seeds when you speak, whether it be about yourself, about others, or to others. In Dr. Marshall Goldsmith's book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, he talks about habit number 5, starting with no, but, or however. When he was working with a coaching client, he would charge them $20 every time they started with no, but, or however in a statement. And one CEO he was working with, within an hour, was charged $420. But later it was donated to charity. When you are using these words with people that you work with, you are actually stating that they're wrong and you're right. For example, "That's true, however," and this is quoted from his book, it means that you don't think it's true at all. Or a particularly common opener is "yes, but." So what this means is that be prepared to be contradicted. The statement can be frustrating to the people that you're working with because they see it as a no-win situation. So they're going to hold back on sharing with you because you will be butting, you'll be saying no, and however, you will be contradicting. The other word I want you to pay attention to is the word "try." The word "try" really means that you're totally not committed. In the words of Yoda from Star Wars, there is no try. You either do or you do not. When I started catching myself saying the word "try," I would also ask myself if I was wholeheartedly in or just interested. What I learned was, if I really want something to happen, I need to make a decision and make a choice to do something, not just dabble in it. What are you trying to do and wondering why it's not working? Are you going to continue to try, or are you just going to do it? In conversation, sometimes I'll hear people say, "I think this is possible." Sounds convincing, doesn't it? You want to speak with conviction. You must know and believe something to be true. "I think" comes across as very wishy-washy, not something spoken with conviction and intention. If you believe something to be true, I want you to stand behind it. I want you to believe it with your whole heart, your whole soul. And also be aware of those extreme words. These are the words as such as "always" and "never." Is it true that someone always does something 100% of the time? Is it true that someone never does what they're told 100% of the time? Think about it. Also, the word "can't" can be considered extreme, as you can either can or you cannot. Many people focus on what they can't do, and they never realize what they can do if they only put in the effort. They talk themselves out of making the attempt before even doing something. When you hear people come up with great ideas or do something outstanding, take time to give people credit for those ideas. Your voice and message has so much power. You never know who needs to hear words of encouragement and how their lives can be changed because you took time to listen and acknowledge them for something that they have said. The change that we wish to see in the world begins with us, and it begins with the power we have with the words that we use. Don't abuse the power. Use the power to build others up and help them step into the potential of what they have yet to be. Really think about the power in your words. Pay attention to the language. I challenge you to listen for the words that you're using and see how they impact the actions that you take. I want to thank you all for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show. We have continually grown since we've launched this show, and it's because of you that we come up with all these ideas and the podcast interviews. The Millionaire Woman Show has been expanding, and we couldn't have done it without you. So I'd love for you to go write a high five, 5-star rating, give us a great review, share us with your friends, share the power of this message with people. Leadership, business, human potential principles to help influence and impact your life to live rich from the inside out. So go to www.deborahkozowski.com. Check out our website. Sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss a single thing that's happening. Because we want to work with you in helping you to get to the level that you want to be. And as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. But before I end, I want to challenge you to kickstart your 2017. I am launching a program that is a game changer. It's a 6-week online boot camp to help you achieve your goals in 2017. It starts again January 9th. So go to deborahkozowski.com/achieve goals and sign up and register for your goal setting boot camp. This is a breakthrough system I'm going to take you through. There's video content, there's assignments. We are going to bust any ceiling or limiting belief that you may have around some of the goals that you have. And we're going to do it together. So please go and check it out. And I would love to also hear from you if the nuggets of these podcasts are influencing the way you lead, the way you run your business. We want to hear about it. So go to deborah@deborahkozowski.com. Send me an email. Tell me all about how this podcast is impacting you. And until we meet again, be the change that you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and make today great.